Welcome to Cults Daily. Every day in April, we're addressing the manifestos and ideologies of some of history's most infamous cult leaders. Lee Chang Rim frightened his followers around the world into believing that the rapture was coming, an apocalypse which would end humanity on October 28, 1992. But after that date came and passed, many members of the Dami mission were left in a different kind of devastating state. If you enjoy this episode, remember to come back tomorrow for a brand new installment of Cults Daily. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In October of 1992, 1,000 members of the Korean apocalyptic cult Dami mission waited for the rapture inside a church in Seoul.
Outside, 1,500 cops, 200 detectives, and 100 journalists kept watch. While the journalists detailed the proceedings, the police felt impotent. They'd already barricaded the doors leading up to the church's roof to ensure no cult member was able to jump off. Beyond that, all the police could do was wait for midnight.
That's when cult leader Lee Chang Rim promised his followers the rapture would come lift them up into heaven. The police could only hope that no one else from Dami Mission would commit suicide in anticipation of the end of the world.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 19th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing the beliefs of Lee Chang Rim. He convinced members of his cult, the Dami Mission, that they would be lifted up to heaven on October 28, 1992. In preparation for the rapture, Lee's followers took drastic action. They sold homes, quit jobs, and carried out abortions.
A few years before thousands of policemen stationed themselves outside the Dami Mission Church, Lee Chang Rim published his book, Getting Close to the End. In it, he predicted that angels would help ferry over 100,000 people to heaven at midnight on October 28th. The non-believers, on the other hand, would have to suffer through 7 painful years of tribulation.
Lee's description of the rapture was taken straight from the Bible's Book of Revelation. As for the date of the supposed event, Lee readily divulged that it came from the vision of a 16-year-old. Yet, despite its juvenile origins, Lee's prophecy soon garnered him a large following. And by 1992, he headed over 300 churches and had thousands of followers in Korea, New York, and Los Angeles.
The effect of Lee's rapture prediction on his followers around the globe was immediate and drastic. In Los Angeles, a 36-year-old Korean-American man fasted for over 40 days. He allegedly wanted to be pure in time for the rapture. Instead, he died of malnutrition 1 month before the prophesied date.
Another one of Lee's Korean followers was 7 months pregnant. Despite having tried for years to conceive, the woman decided to abort the pregnancy because she believed it was impossible for a pregnant woman to be raptured into heaven.
In addition to those tragedies, 4 of Lee's followers simply weren't able to wait for the rapture, so they committed suicide before the predicted date.
All these events forced the South Korean government to recognize that the Dami Mission was a dangerous cult. In the interest of hamstringing the movement, police officials began looking into leader Lee Chang Rim. It wasn't long before they discovered that he was bilking his followers of hundreds of thousands of dollars. In response, they charged Lee with fraud and arrested him.
If the police believed Lee's incarceration would cause his followers to lose faith in his doomsday prediction, they soon discovered that they were wrong.
On October 28th, despite the arrest of their leader, 1,000 members of Dami Mission walked inside their church in Seoul and began preparing for the rapture.
As journalists, riot police, and detectives gathered outside, the members waited for midnight to strike. When it finally did, no angels descended.
Outside, the police waited, wondering if they would have to break into the church in order to prevent a mass suicide. Fortunately, no such members were required. At 12:10 a.m., a teenage boy stuck his head out of one of the church's windows and yelled out, "Nothing is happening."
According to a Los Angeles Times article written by journalist Teresa Watanabe, 8 minutes after the boy's declaration, two girls peeked out of the same window and told reporters they never believed in the rapture anyway. They added, however, that their parents were inside crying in despair because they had not been lifted away.
In the aftermath of the day that the world failed to end, the members of Dami Mission disbanded. Then they apologized to the nation.
As for Lee, during the course of their investigation, the police discovered he used his followers' funds to buy bonds. And despite the fact that Lee told his followers the world would end in October, the bonds he'd purchased were set to mature the following month. Either Lee always knew he was lying, or he believed one could collect on bond dividends even in the afterlife.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.